Religious free speech is curtailed in the U.S. A Christian relief agency helps Senegal's flood victims, and believers are successfully fighting brain drain in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the United States, where a judge in California has issued a court order preventing Christians from preaching outside a Los Angeles County courthouse. New Zealand-born evangelist Ray Comfort has been preaching open air almost daily outside the local courthouse in Bellflower.
On the 30th of September, I just finished speaking when two deputy officers came up and issued me with a court order where a judge had said I was no longer to come to the courts. And he had blanketed over 40 Los Angeles County courthouses, saying it was now illegal.
The Alliance Defense Fund is helping Comfort with a case. In the meantime, Comfort is now in front of the Department of Motor Vehicles office, presenting congenial, polite, open-air evangelism, which is very effective in leading people to Christ.
A good open-air preacher can reach more people in one, half an hour than the average church does in a whole year, because he's going into the world to preach the gospel.
Pray that the court order will be lifted. Next, Senegal has seen its worst rainy season in two decades. Flooding has affected well over 200,000. Makeshift shelters and food sites are not adequately meeting the needs. That means overflow and unofficial campsites are left scrambling to find adequate food, water, and medical treatment. Operation Blessing is focusing their efforts on helping the unofficial sites. Their teams believe they represent the hands and feet of Christ as they meet the physical needs. You're listening to Mission Network News. Zamar Academy in the city of Chennai, India, is in the business of transformation. Worldwide Christian School says students there are generally from very poor families. Many students' families struggle to afford basic school supplies and food for their children. Zamar daily provides the students with food and clothes. Teachers work to provide the students with a healthy understanding of Christian worldview in the course of their education. For them, it's a work of the mind, body, and soul. Meanwhile, one of Ghana's bigger challenges is keeping the highly educated in the country. Brain drain, as it's known, is one reason the poverty level remains high. But Oasis International's Elvina Miller says their institute is helping to combat that. Education isn't the only thing. What's exciting to her is seeing the future of the church.
They are from the village here. And of course, these people who are changing, they go back into the village. And the village itself is changing almost daily.
We spoke with one of her students, Dr. Charles Ondo, an architectural engineer. He's studying computers and leadership at Oasis Institute in Prampram. Of the ministry, he says,
I am now ready to go among my people to spread this message that one cannot live without letting others know about Christ Jesus. I think this is God's blessing for us in Africa.
And the challenges are immense, but the desire to reach out with the gospel is even greater. Young Life is making it a priority to reach young people on Native American reservations with the gospel. Now, it's not going to be easy. Young Life's Gail Ebersol describes the challenges that they're facing.
The suicide rate is huge. The poverty is huge. The alcoholism is just overwhelming. I never go to one of the reservations and don't leave crying. The main challenge is how do you tie in Native American spirituality and yet make them understand that this is about Jesus being the Son of God.
Native Americans worship the Great Spirit in the sky. That can be helpful, but also pretty hard.
We need to somehow make them understand that this Great Spirit in the sky that they've worshipped, and that is who the God of the universe is, and he spoke through Jesus, his son.
Funding and committed staff are the biggest needs right now. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call, 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.